I really feel terrible about this because the intern comes in, and before she took this internship, she probably, well, I know she had some pretty grand ideas of the magical things that must happen here at All Songs
Right
Considered.
before.
And then she sits here in the studio and she realizes they don't even know what they're going to play.
But I do know one thing. Here,
Okay.
I got to turn the lights down. It's too bright.
Now it's just getting creepy.
From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan here with Robin Hilton.
So I bet I have to go first since you don't even know what you're going to play.
Not a bad idea.
You know what? We do know that you're going to play Radiohead, so let's start with that because let's just get that out of the way right at the top.
Because the Radiohead record in the last few weeks has
It's
been.
been, well, it's been a couple weeks, and I don't know about you, but it's pretty much the only thing I've been listening to nonstop.
It was the only thing I was listening to nonstop until the last week of the RPM challenge.
Working on your record.
Yeah, I've been working on my record now, and this is the final week. So all I've done since the second day of the Radiohead record, I guess it's now been 10, 12 days, is listen to the music that my friend Michael and I are making, and that's been about it. So it's going to be a little hard for me to pull a couple rabbits out of hats here today, but let's give it a go. So let's play a cut from Radiohead. I liked them all, but I'm going to play one called Morning, Mr. Magpie.
You got some nerve.
It's like a combination of a vacuum cleaner and birds.
Yeah, it was a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to music, cleaning the house. I literally have been listening to this record nonstop. If I've been in the car, if I've been in the grocery store, if I've gone for a run. And my reaction initially to this record was much like the previous one in Rainbows, which was, second I heard it, I thought, yeah, it's a Radiohead record. But the more time you spend with it, the deeper you get into it, and there are just so many layers to unpeel. And there's just so much going on sonically in their music that you can really get lost in it for hours and hours and many, many listens. I'm so amazed at the clarity of all the different elements that they have going on. You can hear every little thing that's happening, no matter how big or small, and it's just perfectly balanced.
Have you figured out whether some of the, like that drumming was live performed drumming or looped or machine or...
Well, you know, when you see him live, it's always a combination of the two. It's always Phil Selway is playing the drums, playing some basic beat or some sort of grounding beat with it, and then they have all the other stuff that's going on around it. But incredibly talented band.
Love it, love it, love it. The King of Limbs. And speaking of limbs, you saw all of those various Thom Yorke
the videos. The inevitable spoofs that went out. I mean, you know, I thought it was really cool. I could watch him move and dance like that for hours.
Choreographed, in fact.
It was choreographed, and I just thought it was absolutely mesmerizing. But some of the spoofs, like one where he's auditioning for Black Swan, I thought were pretty clever, pretty funny. I want to play, you know, hearing all the electronic sounds in Radiohead makes me think of an artist who was an early pioneer of electronic music. We're going to go all the way back to the late 1960s, early 1970s. Do you know a guy by the name of Bruce Hack? Bruce Hack.
No.
Does that name sound familiar? How about the album Electric Lucifer?
Yeah. It was like a one-off. I'd put it at 70 or 71.
Yep.
Maybe it was on Columbia.
Yep, 1971. I didn't know it was on a major label, but that was Bruce Hack. And he was an electronic artist back then. Well, in 1969, he built one of the first vocoders ever. And a vocoder is the thing that synthesizes your voice, basically. And he called it Farad. And he put out this album, Electric Lucifer, in 1971. And there were a number of other records that came out after that. But there's a compilation album out now called Farad, the Electric Voice. And it's a bunch of his stuff. And I want to play a cut by Bruce Hack. It's called National Anthem to the Moon. And this one originally appeared on Electric Lucifer, that
Very
record,
cool.
1971.
Let's see if I have any flashbacks. Let's listen.
Feeling closer every day.
Feeling closer every day.
Love is showing us the way.
Love is showing us the way.
I can feel your attraction. We can feel interaction. Love me now before you have to go away. All is living, all is dying.
All is living, all is dying.
Funny how we keep on trying.
Funny how we keep on trying.
Moon, earth, sister, brother, like them, we have each other. Love me now before you have to go away. Nothing stays the same and things are changing every day. Make it now while we have time to make it all the way, all the way. Time for love is here and now.
Time for love is here and now.
Love as much as you know how.
Love as much as you know how.
A star shines, a dream shatters. Love is all that really matters. Love me now before we have to go away. Nothing stays the same and things are changing every day. Make it now while we have time to make it all the way, all the way. Time for love is here and now.
Time for love is here and now.
Love as much as you know how.
Love as much as you know how.
A star shines, a dream shatters. Love is all that really matters. Love me now before
we have to go away.
Bruce Hack, did that rattle anything in your
totally.
Brain?
Totally. I absolutely remember this, yeah. And it was, in fact, as it was on, I was looking it up to see if it was the record I remembered on Columbia, and yeah. It was.
But can you remember the catalog number? Don't you remember all the catalog numbers?
I am pretty good at that, but other than a 3 and a 1, I'm going to have to...
Amazing!
A 5-digit number with a 3 and a 1.
National Anthem to the Moon, that was originally on Electric Lucifer, and you can hear it now on this new collection, Farad.
Very cool.
Named after his vocoder that he built. And Bruce Hack, he kept making music into the 1980s. He died in 1988. He was just 57 years old.
Ouch.
How old are you, Bob? You're about 57, aren't you?
So good.
Mm.
Oh, it's starting to hurt.
That really brought this show to a screeching halt. I'm just trying to buy you some time while you try to figure out what you're going to play next.
So, you're sitting right where Panda Bear was sitting just the other day.
You were right. Yeah, this very
right.
chair.
That very chair. And so, Noah Lennox, who lives these days in Portugal, Noah Lennox, one of the members of Animal Collective, grew up in Baltimore. 40 miles from where we are right now, and he was working with his buddies, Animal Collective, working on some new stuff, mm-hmm. and we invited him in to play DJ for us, and that was really fun, and he's going to be on All Things Considered on the weekend for an interview he did with them. He has a new record coming out called Tomboy. You've heard a number of singles from it. A new one just came out called Last Night at the Jetty. I want to play that. That interview with Noah, and he picks music and all that. We'll put that show online in April, closer to when the whole album Tomboy comes out.
Yep.
And it was fun.
He's a real curious guy. Interesting
he is, and what he said was, and listen to this record. Well, you think of this. He did the entire record in a dark basement in Lisbon. You know, you think of Lisbon as this gorgeous seaside port town, beautiful sunlight, beautiful color. But this was done in a basement.
Windowless basement. And then he handed the whole thing off to another guy to mix it all, and without even sitting with the person to do it.
Yeah.
Just said, trusted him to do it. Just mix it. Mix it.
I hadn't even talked to him, basically.
Yeah, never even met him, I don't think.
From Spaceman 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, you'll hear that conversation. So let's listen to Panda Bear, something newer in the way of technology from where our man...
Bruce Hack
came.
Didn't we have a
I've really been enjoying listening to this whole album too.
Yeah, it reminds me of a bunch of people getting together on a street corner. And,
yeah, singing, it has that sort of doo-wop-y sort of feel in the vocals.
Some other planet.
I kept wondering as I was listening to it, what a record like this would sound like if someone like Nigel Godrich had produced it. He did the Radiohead record. He's done a number of Radiohead records. And we've been hearing a lot of electronic music in these first few cuts. And the difference between Panda Bear, you know, it's just this big warm wash of sound. Whereas the Radiohead record is the detail. Every little thing is very crisp. All the little sounds, and I wonder what a little more definition would bring to the mix in something like a Panda Bear record.
Yeah, I could hear that too.
Yeah, just a little
contrast
more. Yeah, a little more contrast or something. But it's a very very mesmerizing sound, that warm wash.
Panda Bear's record's called Tomboy, and it comes out in April. And we'll have Panda Bear as a guest DJ on our show. We have other guest DJs, including Tom York, who played DJ for us about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Well, maybe it's more than 2 years ago. Gosh.
TikTok, Bob.
When does that happen? How does that happen?
Well, I want to get away from the electronic sounds and just get down to some basic songwriting with a person and a guitar.
You want me to pick up my guitar?
Yeah, that's, you know what, maybe it's better if I tell you this one in a song, Bob. The artist is Alexi Murdoch, and he's an English singer-songwriter. He's originally from London, and you've heard of Alexi Murdoch before, right? You haven't heard of Alexi Murdoch. Well, think Nick Drake, because from the day this guy started releasing music in 2002, people have been comparing him, I think deservedly so, to Nick Drake. He has sort of this heartbreakingly beautiful voice, much like Nick Drake.
Nobody. You can't. Nick Drake's over here. And everybody else is over here.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, Nick Drake is, yes.
He might be good. I haven't heard this record
yet.
He's
the bar, for sure. Nick Drake is definitely the bar. And I think when you hear this cut from Alexi Murdoch, you'll hear why the comparisons are made. But I think Alexi Murdoch does have a beautiful voice. He uses a lot of the same alternate tunings that Nick Drake used 40 years ago when he was making music. And he's got a new record out. We have it's coming out in a week, but we have the whole thing online right now as part of our First Listen series. The record is called Towards the Sun, and the song is At Your Door.
Can hide beyond your door, and you can leave me kneeling on the floor, but I will only love you more. Yes, I will only. Can take from me all you think you need, and you can bury it deep, deep in the ground, but I will never let you down. No, I will never. I will never let you down. No, I
What did you say?
I said, are you online? I don't actually want to talk to you. I just want to type.
Do you want to IM the rest of this conversation?
I just figured out the next song I'm going to play.
This is the only one who's going to hear in between the breaks. This is me back announcing that song. Well, you have to admit that. It's a very lovely,
song. It really was pretty.
Oh, I see. You're transferring me a file.
I'm trying to say, I just picked my next song.
So, Alexi Murdoch, At Your Door, from the album Towards the Sun. He's not a terribly prolific artist. This is...
Well, I guess the next song has arrived. Are you ready to go to it?
Yeah, he's not a really prolific artist. This is only his second full-length album since 2002, but a very nice songwriter.
The only thing I can say, and this is not... Look, very pretty record, and I liked it. There was no Nick Drake before Nick Drake, you know, and so that's sort of the overwhelming part about Nick Drake for me.
Is that he was a one of a kind?
You'd never heard anything like it before. Mm-hmm. The guitar tunings, like you said, I mean, in 1969, 1970, who's doing that? And that voice, who's doing that?
Yeah.
And that's what was so cool about it, and not to take away from this fellow, because I'm about to play somebody who sounds like somebody else too. So,
well, that's a discussion we've been having for years, where you tend to think, well, it's already been done, so why should I bother with anybody?
Not so much why should I bother, it's just that I get less excited. And
I can see that, but I enjoy it the same.
Good. And I do.
So what do you special, unique little snowflake straight from heaven here?
I think I'm ready to read the article that says, and this guy with a very long beard was locked in a freezer for 4 years and made this record, and he's just come out, right? This is
called "It Was Very Cold and I Couldn't Move."
That's right. Don't you expect that? So this is an Irish singer who I like the sound of this record a lot. He did this record hold up in a house in Ireland for 6 months. He's got a beard. Is this starting to sound a little like Justin Vernon? Like a little like Bon Iver?
A little bit.
Yeah. James Vincent McMurrow is his name. When you play the music, you'll think of Justin Vernon, I think. Mm-hmm. And can we now have a Bon Iver record? Is it okay now?
I think the statute of limitations has passed.
It's this year. It's got to be this year.
Yeah. Well, we'll get a new Bon Iver record this year. I'm certain of it.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of years.
But
in the meantime,
this is pretty. This is James Vincent McMurrow. He has a record that there was an EP of this song. If I Had a Boat is the name of the song. Early in the Morning is the name of the record. See if you like this.
All right. Golden gold. Nope.
No. Damn.
So this next artist is one that I've really been enjoying for a while now.
James Vincent McMurrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The sun, and as the moon lies low and overhead, we're lost. Thank you.
Once I had a dream, it died long before. Now I'm pointing north, hoping for the shore. Spitting at the seams, heaving at the rays. She's all billowing, breaking all the day. She is not my friend, and everyone conspires. Still I choose to swim, slip beneath the tide. Once I had a dream, once I had a hope, that was yesterday, not so long ago. This is not the end, this is just the world. Such a foolish thing, such an honest girl.
Very nice. His voice went through a lot of changes. It evolved. At one point, I thought, well, this is really more of an Anthony voice, of Anthony and the Johnsons, I thought. But then towards the end there, it got a little more soulful, like a Ray LaMontagne. Yeah, exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Very nice.
I liked it a lot. James Vincent McMurrow, records called Early in the Morning. That song is If I Had a Boat.
Well,
you know, I think I've picked every single singer has been a falsetto-y singer.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, I was thinking.
Well, yeah, Tom York. Yeah.
Tom York, Panda Bear.
Sure. We're not going to go out on this next one, Sue. You've got however long this song is, 5 minutes or so, to come up with one more that we can go out on that'll be another falsetto singer.
Oh, no.
So at the beginning of the show, Bob, you mentioned that you just finished this album you were working on. You did the whole thing in a month. It's the RPM Challenge.
Didn't do it alone, but yeah, sure
yes,
did.
Yes, so, well, we also mentioned on an earlier show, episode of All Songs Considered, that the artist known as Sun Lux, also known as Ryan Lott, has been writing and recording an entire album this month as well, and we've been...
And didn't do it alone.
Did not do it alone either. He had some amazing help from some amazing people.
It's been so fun.
He's been documenting the whole thing on our website, and we're recording the show. It's the 28th. It's the last day of the month, and he's running around getting taking care of last-minute details on the record, but he made it. And he's got a track for us that we're going to play here on the show. It's called We Are Rising. It features DM Stith on backup vocals, Judson Crane on Celeste, that's this little keyboard that sounds like bells, and then a number of members of the Y Music Ensemble, that's a sextet, sort of a classical music. They have flute and viola and violin and cello and clarinet. But from Sun Lux, this is all done as part of his album in a month project, the RPM Challenge.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you.
Yeah,
that was
absolutely
really fantastic to watch, I have to say.
It really was.
It was a thrill. It was just to see, he not only did a really cool record, but he documented it really well, too. I don't know how he had help, but
he had friends shooting video. And
the last installment, you could see this woman who was singing in a hotel room, and Ryan was talking over while you heard her singing. Just
he
really
has friends all over the country in different states. He'd send them parts and say, here, I need you to record this, and they'd record it and send the files to him, and he'd mix it in with the song. It's just been amazing.
If you've got
watch.
An hour, just go through and watch this process.
Yeah.
It is so very,
absolutely.
Very inspiring.
And this isn't, we'll play this cut, and this isn't the last we're going to hear from it, because we'll eventually get the whole record up for everybody to hear.
Are we bursting from the ashes?
This is the song We Are Rising.
All things yearning for the push. Can you hear the ever-groaning? Shedding ours we have become.
What the clocks tick, hands don't move. What tongues can whisper of coming remedy?
We are the rising sun.
Sun Lux, We Are Rising, from his album In a Month project.
We are rising suns.
One of the many things that amazes me about this guy is, and this project, is that he's an electronic artist, and he could do so much of this on his own, using samples or synthesizers or soft synths and some computers. But he has so many artists playing actual analog instruments throughout this whole thing. And he managed to pull all of these different people together. They live in different states or are traveling, and he managed to get all these different parts together. It's just amazing to me.
Dude, how could he make it more difficult for himself?
Yeah, exactly. Right? And he is just watching this project unfold. I just think every time he puts up a new post, I think he is living the dream. This is just incredible, just watching him go through this.
I'd love to have a conversation with him about the nature of inspiration versus deadline.
Yeah, exactly. No. We're going to talk to him, and we'll get an interview up on the blog with him as well, and we'll talk about that.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
What'd you come up with? You had, what was that song, about 5 minutes?
I felt like it was about 4.5 minutes.
It was 4:31.
Former director.
Yeah, you can't teach that. Yeah, that's just in you. Did you come up with anything in the 4.5 minutes to play, get us out on the show?
I did.
Okay.
How about this? This is a new record by the Dodos. They sing low and they sing high. You challenged me to another
true.
Another falsetto voice.
Yeah, that's true.
The record's called Colors. The album covers in black and white. I think Nico Case sings on about half of this record.
Oh, cool.
Including this last song, the final cut for the album, which is called Don't Stop, is the name of the song. And we should just go out on the Dodos, and it's the best I could do, but it's not a bad one at all. I like the Dodos like a whole lot.
I do too.
And saw them very first and in Austin at South by Southwest. I walked in the last two songs on the set, and I went,
Radiohead.
Two guys, that was just too, because you couldn't see when you walked in the room, it just sounded like a full band.
I'm sorry, I was just going to say that Radiohead, Sun Lux, we've had a number of artists on this edition, and Panda Bear too, artists who play with form, musical form, play with the song format, they chop it up, they are constantly playing with form, and always, particularly in polyrhythms, doing lots of interesting things with rhythms, and that's something that And that's something that the Dodos do as well.
Speaking of Austin, because I did. At some point. No, seeing the Dodos in Austin. Today is the day. Today's the day we get to announce our lineup that we've been working on for months. Debates in this room.
Yeah. Tears were shed.
Shoes were thrown.
Blood was shed.
Yeah. So the South by Southwest, the music festival, starts on the 16th. And we, on that evening, are at Stubbs. For a live broadcast.
And we'll be live broadcasting full concerts on Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So on Wednesday, we'll have Bun B, James Blake, Smith Westerns. We did them last year, but we're thrilled to have them again. They're going to have a really big stage this time. And Rafael Sadiq on Wednesday
night. Fantastic performer.
Yeah.
That's going to be a guest.
Incredible showman. And
you left something very important out. Not only are we going to broadcast this, but we're going to broadcast video of these shows.
That's right. For the first time in our 4 or 5 years of covering South by Southwest, NPR Music, we're going to have video.
It's a live video.
We're kicking Thursday off with this artist so many of us were on the fence about, and you kept pushing and pushing for it, and finally someone else on staff saw him too and was blown away and said, we got to get this guy on, Colin Stetson.
Colin Stetson, amazing, amazing, deep baritone saxophone player. It's going to blow everybody away.
And
really
I just
fantastic.
Literally just got goosebumps just now thinking about what an incredible performer he is. And it's whatever your preconceived notions are of a sax player, throw them out the window because...
Yeah. Great crazy sound.
Yeah, very crazy. And then Colin Stetson, we've got Tune Yards, Wild Flag.
It's a band that Carrie Brownstein, it's a reason she's not co-hosting. She's up on stage this year.
Right, she'll actually be performing.
Which means next year I should be on stage.
I don't know. I have a few ideas. But in the meantime, we'll have Wild Flag this year. It'll be great having them on the bill. Then Kyra Arby.
Oh, an amazing performer from Mali. She is just fabulous.
Also on that bill, Thursday from the Parish, we'll be live webcasting The Joy Formidable.
Amazing live band. Yep. Our photographer one day came back, Chantel Mitchell came back. You've got to listen to this band. She was so excited. So they are thrilled. A great new record out.
And then closing out our bill on Thursday, a very special performance by a band dear to us, The Antlers. They're going to play their new album.
Which isn't released yet, which is a month before it comes out or something.
Yeah.
And they're doing it for us, and they're doing it because we love them.
Yeah.
So The Antlers, their live new record. That's fantastic. And then on Saturday night, we got some more stuff coming up.
Well,
right?
Friday, we give our engineers and everyone a break, and then you and I are going to go out and see shows and talk about them. Saturday, we're back with live concerts, webcasting. We've got Kurt Vile, Man, Middle Brother, Felice Brothers, and then another super special. Well, they're all special, but this is one I know we're especially looking forward to, Bright Eyes, playing new material from their album.
And then also, we'll do all the late night dispatches for any of you who've done it before. We'll do these conversations at the end of the evening. We'll podcast and we'll have photographs up, video up. We're going to shoot video of 6 or 7 little tiny South by Southwest concerts. We'll put that online. It's going to be crazy good, and I just cannot wait.
Me too. As soon as it ends every year, I start looking forward to the next year.
Oh, the Dodos.
Yeah, let's go out the Dodos. On the Dodos. What's the song?
The song is called, the song, I said that about an hour ago, didn't I? the song is called Don't Stop.
The appropriately titled.
That's right. The record's called No Color. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan.
I'm Robin Hilton.
It's All Songs Considered. Let's go.